Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And in this week that I'm recording this, I've passed the milestone of 800 episodes on my YouTube channel. And that's an amazing accomplishment. I will congratulate myself. And likewise, I will thank you, that's right, you, for tuning into any number of episodes that you've tuned into. If you've just checked out one, fantastic. If you checked out multiple ones, great. If you've been along with me for the journey, I sincerely appreciate you. It really means the most to me. You know, I do these not with the expectation that you will listen to every single one of them, but you will check out the ones that are worth your time, that you think might benefit you, that you might get something out of. You know, I try to create a wide range of episodes so that way there's a little bit of something for everyone, right? And that's incredible to me. It truly is. And, you know, as I talk about it, I want to sort of reflect upon some of the things that kind of got me to this point, you know, that I think are worthwhile and may be of benefit to you, may inspire you in some way to continue doing what you do. Number one, I'm a big component of, I'm a big advocate of having systems in place. You know, make it as simple and automated as you can make certain things, the better. You know, certainly when I ran a digital network, you know, we used to produce 150 shows pretty much any given week. And certainly I couldn't oversee all of them. So that meant I had to create methodologies that others can implement, that can be systematized, that can be, you know, used by everybody, that can be teachable, and so forth, right? And empower people to do that. Now, with my podcast, you know, the one you're watching right now, you know, I don't necessarily need that type of system. You know, it would be great if I had more help, but, you know, I do this pretty much by myself. You know, I create the lineup, I film the stuff myself, I edit the stuff myself, I create the thumbnails myself, the descriptions, all that, right? And not necessarily, you know, right now, not necessarily by choice, but any money that I would take to hire somebody to help me with this, I'd rather put that money into other projects, right? So that's the way sort of I view it. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean I do it willy-nilly. I still systematize as much as I can the stuff that I'm working on. So, you know, I have a system of collecting my thoughts throughout the week so that way then I can take those and, you know, create a lineup of lessons. You know, I don't just like randomly get on camera and talk about whatever. You know, it's free-flowing in terms of the episodes overall, but there is a structure to each episode and, you know, a goal that I'm trying to hit. And I try to do that, lay it out, you know, on a weekly basis. And, you know, how and when I film, that is structured as much as it can be. You know, how I post, how I create the thumbnails, all that stuff. So, you know, within that, I try to make it as minimal while still producing a quality result. And there's a way to do both. You know, you don't have to, you know, yes, there's always going to be give and take, but overall, you can have a little bit of both, right? And so that's how kind of I look at it. You know, the other aspect of it for me is really looking at it, as I mentioned at the top of the episode, I don't expect you or anyone else to check out every single episode. You know, I'm not that naive, and I don't need it, right? I know the stuff that I create, some of it is going to be beneficial to some people, other content not, right? No different than like a lot of the podcasts that I listen to. There's certain episodes that I skip over simply because, you know, I'm like, I've already listened to that and know about it. So, you know, with all due respect, you know, I don't, it's okay to skip over that, right? And so, all that to say, for you, the messenger is equally as important as the message. you know, a lot of times people get discouraged from creating the thing because they're like, well, somebody else has already said it or done it, blah, 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 blah. And that is very well true for the most part, you know. Certainly a lot of the stuff that I talk about, I mean, if anything, I'm just, you know, riding the shoulders of these amazing thinkers that have come before me and that exist today. But I try to personify it through my own lens and my own experiences and, you know, add a little flavor to it. And, you know, if that works for you, great. You know, if it doesn't, that's fine. I know my message, some people, it resonates with, you know, they need to hear it from me versus some other people. And that's great. And then there's other people who need to hear that the same message that I'm talking about just from a different person. And that's fantastic, you know? However you get the information, I ultimately don't care because I just want you to have the information. But I think you got to look at whatever you're creating, right? It doesn't have to be self-help content like I do. It could be anything in life. Really understand that sometimes only you can provide that perspective and people need to hear it from you. You know, whatever, like, look at your art. You know, your art is going to resonate with a certain amount of people. And your job is to not worry about the people who it doesn't resonate with, but instead to find the ones that it does. It's like sales. You know, so many people make the mistake, and I see this all the time because I experience it. You know, so many, like, all the random sales calls that you might get, right? It's that type of thing. I've been very forefront. Like, I do try to pick up my phone when anyone calls. And so I deal with a lot of these telemarketers and I say, like, I'm never going to be a buyer of your thing. And I just try to be very upfront. And yet they keep on calling. And it's like, no, you don't get it. You're wasting your time. I'm not going to be a client. I'm not going to be a customer. And I think a lot of times as content creators, we do the same thing with audience members. We try to desperately, you know, convert people that are never going to be our audience. Instead, find the ones who will be. And for me, you know, if you track my stuff, you know, I'm not a giant YouTuber. I'm not even what you would call a social media influencer or anything of that kind. And that's all well and good for me, because I'm not going for the quantity of audience. I'm going for the quality. And I'm amazed by the quality, you know, the stuff that really resonates and has an impact on people. And that's what I'm after. You know, so many people say the cliche of, like, you know, if I just reach one person, then I'll know it was a success. And they say that, but they don't ultimately mean it. Or they mean it half the time and then not the other half. And for me, I very much, you know, who am I with my ego to define who and how many people this is supposed to reach? You know, I joke about it all the time. I joke about it in my private life, but, you know, I'll share it now. You know, I'll get a phone call and, you know, be talking with somebody. I'll just be like, let's back up for a moment. You think on my agenda today was helping you do this? You think, like, in my wildest dreams, like, that was on my to-do list? No, I don't get to choose who comes to me for help and who needs my help. But if someone, you know, in my personal life deems me valuable enough that they want to call me and ask me for advice, then I'll give them what I got. Because why shouldn't I? Who am I to judge whether or not, like, oh, they're not worthy of my help and so forth? Like, no. They came to me with something and they would like my advice, so I'll give them everything that I got. I don't know if it's the right advice, but and I let them know up front, like, hey, all I can do is I'm gonna give you what I fucking got. And you're welcome to take it, you're welcome to not. You're welcome to take the bits that you agree with and leave the ones that don't. You know, all I can do is you came to me, so I'm going to give you what I got. And that's how I approach this. You know, I don't get to decide who my audience is. I don't get to, you know, if you listen or not. If it has value and meaning for you, then great. And if it doesn't, you know, that's the way I approach it. And so, you know, same thing for you with your art. Stop trying to define who your audience, you know, convert that audience. Just go after the people that you think might appeal to. And I've talked about the story multiple times in the past, but it's worth reiterating if you've heard it, and if you haven't, it's a great one. So there was this artist, this painter, and she was doing these paintings and putting them in galleries, and it was a lot of work, right? She had to trek all her paintings and so forth to hang them up, and not many of them would get bought, and you know, every now and then the ones that did would, you know, she would make $100. And then she switched over to Facebook. And through digital marketing and so forth, she found the people that really loved her paintings. So much so that her paintings average $35,000 each. Right? So talk about finding your audience. You know, go find the people that see the value in what you're doing. They are out there. And they don't have to be many. That's the beautiful thing. You know, read Kevin Kelly's 1,000 True Fans. If you just have 1,000 True Fans that are willing to spend $100 on you a year, you made $100,000. That's comfortable living. Certainly a lot of people in America would love to have that. And not to mention all over the world. So really start considering it in those terms. You know, redefine what success means to you. Now, one of the big secrets of what I do here is I do it because ultimately it's a preservation of my knowledge. Maybe not for other people, but if nothing else, if not for other people, for me, really, I can then look back on it and be like, oh, that was great advice. You know, I got to reapply that to my life, you know? So it allows me to preserve it for myself, if nothing else. And in that sense, I apply this type of thinking and extract it to my art. You know, I did a whole lesson on this a bit ago, but nonetheless, it's worth reiterating here now that the question of making it, redefine what that means. You know, this is how it was posed to me. Like, Phil, what if, you know, once you've made, let's say, all these books, these movies and so forth, but it gets you nowhere, right? You haven't made it. I'm like, whoa, made what? If I've already created the books, the movies and so forth, I've already made it. You got to, you know, redefine in that sentence, I told the person, what it actually means. Because what you think it means is the fame, the money, and the glory. For me, it means the books, the movies, and so forth. That, to me, is the important part. And that's what I focus on. And when you can kind of just commit and make a big decision. So, you know, Seth Godin talks about this, among other people, that make one decision that eliminates thousands. And so for me, that decision was A, doing this. And then B, you know, in about like late 2019, you know, I was listening to a lot of Gary Vee and talk about like systematizing it, right? He really kind of opened my mind to really just taking what I was doing on a once a week basis to, you know, putting gasoline on it and basically doing it daily, right? And I'm not always successful. Sometimes, you know, there's weeks where I've got so much going on with other work that I don't get to do this. And, you know, I don't, or like, I'm just tired. And so I'm like, you know what, I'm going to take a week off. And I do, you know, and I don't feel bad about it. But overall, you know, I made a decision that I'm going to put out basically a video every single day. And so even on the days where I'm tired and so forth, for the most part, I really reflect upon that. It's like, I've already made the choice. I've already made the choice. So now it's a matter of how do I do it? And so that was my one decision that eliminated hundreds of decisions or thousands of decisions. You know, I don't have, for the most part, I don't need the daily battle back and forth of, you know, am I going to do an episode? Am I not? And what am I going to do it on? And so forth. It's like, no. I made the choice and everything else that revolves based on that is the logistics of how to make that happen. And the only times that I negate it is, again, when I've got other priorities that, you know, on the priority list that were always hard to begin with, right? Again, so that's another kind of one decision that eliminates thousands. Or, you know, if I really just want to rest and relax, because that's in part of my teaching too, and I don't feel bad about it. Now, am I, you know, taking random days off here and there? No, you know, it's when I need to, I do it. And I don't feel bad about it, but for the most part, you know, like I said, I It's tough to kind of really explain that one, but you know, if I just commit, you know, like, hey, this week off, I'm just going to take off. So be it. I don't feel bad about it. But, you know, I don't make it a habit to use that as a crutch. You know, if I've really committed to putting out content each and every single day, then that's what I'm committed to do. And it's interesting to me because I watch a lot of artists. In fact, there's one that, you know, I'm working with on a different project, and you know, he goes through that struggle, like, you know, every time we do something together, it becomes a mental battle of him like getting to that place where it's like, no, if you just make the choice of like, no, I'm going to, you know, I'm committed to this, then there's no choice to be made. You've already made the choice. Now you got to just act upon it. And that's how, you know, in that sense, once you commit, you know, you can get from, because like you can look back at this, you know, a lot of my friends are hitting me up with like, that's so amazing. You know, you've gotten to 800. That's so inspirational and things like that. But it's that cliche thing, you know, a 1,000-mile journey starts with the first step. So it's not like in my mind I ever thought, ooh, when am I going to get to 800 episodes or 1,000, you know, the next milestone will be 1,000 episodes and so forth. It's like, it's not really what I'm focused on. It's great to kind of look back at that and honor it. But the focus is not that. The focus is just continuing the work, really. You know, and yeah, it's just the discipline and the wherewithal to be like, fuck it. You know, this is my definition of happiness. So I'm going to do this. This is, you know, a purpose of my life a legacy of my life that I would like to leave behind and help people. And so I'm going to do it. And little by little, brick by brick, it adds up. And that's wonderful. You know? But I'm right back, you know, I joked on Twitter, you know, I posted on Twitter that like, hey, I basically did 800 episodes. And then I did a quote retweet. I was like, oh, well, that didn't last long because now I'm at 801 something or other like that. Because, yeah, you know, it's like honor it, but keep moving, you know. So, yeah, these are some of the things that I've really thought about in terms of, you know, reaching this milestone. I wouldn't even call it an important milestone, just a milestone, you know? It's funny, it kind of, another sort of milestone was when I made my proof of concept playtest. You're welcome to watch, it's only 4 minutes. It's in the description box. But, you know, I remember like that was a big milestone, and we had this great virtual premiere party, lots of people showed up, lots of congratulations and so forth, and it was a really special day. It was fun. But, you know, after the virtual premiere party, you know, I went out with my dog, and, you know, one of the actors involved, they called me and they're like, oh my God, you must be over the moon. This is so exciting. Like, you've got to celebrate. Like, this is incredible. And I, you know, for me, I try not to buy too much into the highs or into the lows. And I joked about it. I was like, no, I'm just picking up dog shit right now, actually. And so, I don't know, like for me, that almost act of having to pick up dog shit, you know, just really humbles you, right? Because, you know, yeah, it was fantastic and I enjoyed it. And I'm very proud of the movie. I'm very proud of everyone's work. I'm grateful for all the people that watched it, that enjoyed it and so forth. But, you know, life continued and I can't like live just off that feeling alone. You know, I did it because the process to me was enjoyable, and I enjoyed the process of recognizing that journey and the culmination of that journey. But like all things, it passes, you know, and it's not a bad thing, it's just a fact of life, you know. So enjoy it while it's there and then move on. So yeah, I hope that offers you some inspiration, some takeaways, and you know, just the, nothing else, the permission to keep going. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you. I hope to see you at 1,000 episodes.